Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who's prepared for hatred? Lots of spit in that. I don't think people are going to like us, but there's a topic floating around that I think we need to address, and it's breastfeeding.
Okay. To be clear.
Yes.
The two men in the room are parents.
Yes.
Don't have boobs, cannot breastfeed.
But we're
the two
to
women
sound
in the room do not yet have children of their own, correct, but are aunts. I just want everyone to know that as a baseline.
Okay.
Now, what's your
The first story is a woman who was out at a restaurant, and she decided to breastfeed her child at the table without a covering.
Okay.
And the child appears to be mid-teens.
No.
The child is older.
It's a graduation party.
The child is... I'm going four.
Oh, I'm going 2.5 big baby.
Yeah, I would say 2.5, 3 max.
Hack?
I would say 3, at least. Just because my daughter's 2, and this kid seems bigger. But it's a boy. Wasn't it a boy?
Yeah.
So
and
boys,
he's also breastfed,
like,
which I do want to say. Your kids are bigger. If you can stick to the breastfeeding, your kids just are bigger. Because they're getting, like, it is better for Oop. You.
Oop, there he said.
What?
People have opinions on that.
Well, formula has gotten better because, like, back in the day, it used to be formula is stronger. Do that.
Right.
Now, like, we're realizing the antigens or whatever.
The antibodies.
That.
That whole I was thing. A formula so, baby.
I, Your
look,
Honor.
Look at me.
I rest my case. I don't know what else.
Like, come on.
No, okay.
But what's your debate on this woman at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Say it.
I don't think you have to go to it. I think breastfeeding is natural and beautiful and great. But if you're in the
and
middle
also,
of
also sometimes necessary.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle of a restaurant, I think part of her reasoning was to get the controversy she's stirring up right now. She wanted people to stop and stare. She was wearing kind of a low cut top and just pulled the top down, pulled the kid up. And people were like talking to her in the restaurant. It was like she caused a scene in the restaurant. And it is my opinion that she did that on purpose. I think all she needed to do was just throw something over the kid, a little bit over her.
And that's standard for sure.
I like, feel like it is. And you can be mad at me for saying that. I don't think it's disgusting. I don't. I think it is how life is sustained.
Yeah.
Before there was a magic formula creating factory.
Right.
Somebody had to give the kid food. That was, hello, mom.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or a wet nurse or whatever.
Right.
But like, don't you think she did this a little bit for the, you really don't,
I really
Erica.
Don't. I just think about, you know, my sisters and everyone in my life who has had kids. And it's like, it's not that they're enjoying being in public and doing this, but I think sometimes it feels like a necessity. Like, say you're at like a birthday for your other child and the cake is coming, but your baby needs to be fed. Are you going to miss the cake for your first kid, or are you going to feed the kid right there at the table?
You're going to throw something over your kid and feed him.
Probably so.
Yep.
And in anyone I know's world, yes. But it's like, can we really judge?
I just did.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Well, here's, so there's more than one story out there.
Uh-huh.
And Tiak brought the other one in, and I want you to say it.
I didn't realize that they were separate, so I'm like trying to find...
Two totally separate stories.
Yeah, there's another story. This one's out of the UK. There was a woman, she was breastfeeding on the bus, and there was another man, a passenger on the bus, who started filming her.
Ooh.
And so it became like... It became a thing, like people kind of stood in and were like, hey, what are you doing? And then they were trying to get him to delete the video, and he wouldn't show that he deleted it.
And he's like,
but
she's doing it in public, so it's a public thing.
And so that's the thing.
If you do something on a bus, why can't I film it?
Because, and I don't know the laws of the UK. If it's America, you can film it. And that it really sucks.
Yeah,
you have no reasonable right to privacy if you're in a public area.
But it's like, she had to feed her baby.
Right.
He didn't have to film it.
No, but he can, and she can.
Remind me never to go in public.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's one of those weird...
Mm-hmm. I get those videos all the time of the guys...
What?
Yeah,
what?
Sorry.
What are you doing? Stop.
Give him a chance.
I subscribe to this guy.
I get the videos of these guys who stand outside of storefronts, and they film people. And they're just agitators. They're waiting for somebody to come up and go, we're calling the cops. You can't film me. And they go, yes, I can. And the cops always come and they go, he's allowed to do it. He's being a weirdo. You don't want him in front of your store, but he has a First Amendment right. We can't. And these guys who film these videos.
I hate those guys.
I do too.
I hate the guy on the bus.
Yes, but they are in there. And the best, I think, like when people go up and confront the person who's filming it, who's being a jerk, that's when it escalates, and that's exactly what the guy wants, is for you to come up and confront him. The people who just walk by.
Notice how you say guy every time. It's always a guy there filming.
Okay, can I tell you this? So I watched the video the woman at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And one of the comments underneath, I got to find it, but she basically says, this woman is way over the line. She should have covered up or removed herself to the bathroom. Because I don't want my husband seeing.
Dumb.
That's your husband's problem.
I know, but here's what I'm saying. Erica, that was a woman saying it.
Well, she doesn't sound like my kind of girl.
She sounds very insecure.
Correct.
Yes.
I agree. But I'm just saying, this isn't just a guy thing.
Also, it's not a sexual thing.
Yeah.
I agree with that as well. Like, boobs are not...
But wait.
No,
wait.
No. You know what? No.
Boobs might be, but
I would disagree with that.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think that society has gone too far. And and you know what? That's it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Mic drop. Let's get a look at traffic. Here's...
Okay. I have been contemplating doing some things physically to my face.
What?
I was what do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nothing weird.
Don't be that person. Please don't be that person.
I don't know what that person is.
Like you're going to start doing plastic surgery?
Not plastic surgery per se. I already get Botox.
You're going to get poked? You do?
Well, I keep
your
myself...
Your eyebrows move.
I keep myself expressionful for this job. What's the opposite of expressionless?
Expression... Oh, yeah. What is the opposite of...
Full of expression? I don't know.
That would be the one.
Okay.
But I think that this might just be, one, like, general beauty standards getting in the way, and two, the fact that I'm engaged and thinking about my wedding and thinking about how I'm going to...
Because you're already putting restrictions on how many food things we can do when we do your Colorado do list.
I'm not like trying to like lose a bunch of weight before the wedding, but I'm also not trying to go in the other direction.
No, I got you.
And I'm trying to kind of look a little better.
Wait, this is a quick side question.
Yeah.
Do women actually do this thing where they like you're a size 8 and you go buy a size 6 wedding dress and then you're just like, I have to get down to that?
I tried that back in like my... depression time when I was at my worst, which was like end of high school, beginning of college. And it
you
didn't
really
work.
Did?
It didn't. Yeah. It did not
Everyone
work.
Everyone has done it. Every girl has done it. It backfires the opposite direction.
Oh, so hard.
Then you, then you need a 14 because you just like...
Okay, well, that's kind of a large jump.
I'm just like, guys never...
No,
like, I buy
just,
what is comfortable and I might buy a little big.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
No.
Like, I would never...
Hide it. Cover it up.
I still have one jean shirt that I'm like, Someday I'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I will not be buying a wedding dress smaller because that's too much pressure. I don't need extra stress on me.
Okay.
I'm already
just gonna
like,
buy it and go, I have to stay this size.
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe they can alter it a little smaller.
Maybe. All right, so what are you gonna do something with your face?
So I've been thinking about this for a long time. And they feel a little extreme. One is I'm considering getting a vein removed from my face. Because it's under this eye and it's really prominent. And I have makeup on right now, so you can't see it, but you can still see it.
You're making us stare at your face enough that it's worked, like HR is going to have to come in. Because no, I feel weird how much I'm staring
at you. I won't call HR. It's fine. I'm just saying, look at my eye. Like my eye has this vein under it. And after my mom's wedding about 10 years ago, my brother walked in the next day and said, "Who did you get in a fight with?" Oh, God.
Okay, and stuck with you that long.
In. Aaron zoomed in on my eye on the video.
What? You did just zoom
she
in?
She got it. She got it. Yeah. She got the shot.
You really just zoomed in on her eye on the video.
I told her to.
We have new cameras. I'm testing them out, okay?
Anyway.
Erica, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What do you want our answer to be?
No, I'm
Do you
just...
want us to see the vein or do you not
no,
want us
you
to see the vein?
No, you can see the vein. The vein is there.
Can we say we see the vein?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what we'd say.
No, it's the thing. Do I look fat in these jeans? And you don't want the answer.
She
no,
didn't ask
I
us.
I know
but
you
it's the
can
same.
See the vein.
It's different.
But how insane? What I'm asking you, I'm not asking you about the vein. I'm asking you if it's insane to remove a vein from your face.
Insane with the vein.
insane in the vein.
Are you sure it works?
I've been told.
I'm sure.
Yeah. What do you mean by, don't you need the vein?
Okay. What That's do you mean by I remove? Thought. They said.
You know, like putting a jar on your shelf after.
Hey, I don't think they take it out. I think they
cauterize it.
Yeah, they like laser it. So do I still, I think, can you see them? I have veins on either side of my, either side of my
nose. Here.
Like right here.
On you the got side a of my shadow. Nose.
And I hear the hat up.
Hold on.
Does that help?
Hold on.
Oh, man.
I'm too zoomed in. Hold on.
This is great radio. I'm not moving so that she
vein.
Can get. Pull back. I've had those hit.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
And it didn't work.
It works for a little bit. And then the vein goes, hey, what's up?
Okay,
like to TX point, like don't you need it?
Flow finds its way.
Yeah,
back.
It's like hi man, like you need blood over there on that part of your nose.
So maybe I should just do it like a couple months before the wedding.
Maybe just keep doing the makeup thing you're doing.
Because you can't see it. That's what you're saying. You can see it though. I know you can see it.
It does. Now that you said it, it does look like you're an MMA fighter.
It
like
looks
2 days
like
post-fight.
I've been punched.
Yes,
and
a little
I deal
bit.
With this every day, and it's so annoying.
I can't stop looking at it.
Okay.
I have never noticed.
I will.
Never noticed.
Neither have I. But now that she's told you to look, you
T-Hack's tell on the side of me. Yeah, T-Hack and Aaron are on the side of me. They can hardly see it.
Oh,
I'm showing.
Okay.
Anyway, the other thing is I'm thinking about getting chin filler because I don't have a chin.
Okay.
And this is
chin
getting...
Chin filler?
Yeah.
What is that?
No, I have seen some remarkable results for that.
Right?
Isn't that the thing that you endure? What's Sono Bello? I thought that was like...
That's fat freezing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's cool sculpting.
Oh. They have... It's micro laser fat removal.
But it's not...
No, you're thinking of something else.
It's Kybella or something.
Oh,
yeah. That goes,
Kybella like blows you up like a frog under your chin and then it goes.
Yeah.
And it just gives you a jawline out of nowhere.
I already did the first part. I can just walk in.
Well, you and T-Hack had a bonding moment over your chinlessness.
Yeah, because I was like, I just like don't really have a chin either. So
they
now
literally just put filler in your chin to help it extend it a little bit.
They said they would bring my chin down a little.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking is like, is this too much?
Can I ask you another question?
You can ask me anything.
Does your fiancé, Dane, does he love you?
He loves me.
Does he love your face?
He does.
Leave it alone.
But he also told me if it would make me feel happier, he'd be okay.
Because he's not going to be able to tell you you have a freakish chin.
I'm not going Superman.
No, but if you all of a sudden give yourself that Henry Cavill, like, gush, it's just like, gush,
no,
square.
It is, I would absolutely say do the chin filler, not the vein.
Okay.
So you're saying that you think her chin looks crappy.
I am saying whatever makes her comfortable and happy.
She's saying as a woman, she gets it.
Okay. Do you want us to try to get somebody to do? Because I know a couple people with like silicone caulk guns or whatever, and they could just like,
nope.
Like you save a little money, just fill that bad boy in.
I think I would rather leave it to the professionals.
Okay, if you want to,
but haven't some of you ever lasered your nose?
No,
vein?
I lasered my nose, but look at TX forehead. Look how much Botox he's got in him.
Well, you have a very smooth forehead.
Thank you.
Do you actually have Botox?
No, that's what irritates me.
I would never. I don't see that. I just see Erica when I see you. I don't see. I'm not like, look at that vein. And
look at that vein.
I'm just like, that's you, and that's how you look. You look great. Everyone looks great.
We need to take a quick break while Aaron focuses in on TX's forehead.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, so here's the thing. $45 for a coffee. Can we walk through it?
We can walk through it.
That's what they're charging now?
No. So somebody's discovered... So here's the thing. Erica doesn't maybe know this. TX is kind of a coffee virgin.
Yeah, I've heard this, and it baffles me every time, and it actually... I'm kind of worried for you.
Worried? Oh, really?
I drank a coffee and now I've suddenly started drinking an energy drink every single day.
Yeah.
How
do you exist? Like, you have little kids, you DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you...
Do you drink, like, Red Bull or anything?
No.
Mountain Dew.
He drinks the Dew, though.
You're such a Mountain Dew dude.
I'm a water guy. I don't drink it for the for the caffeine. Definitely not. I just drink it because
You don't feel it?
No. No, or I'll drink a Coke at dinner, Coca-Cola. And I'm not like, yes, now I'm ready. I just like, I like Coke. That was good.
Have you, the commercial where the guy's in the green furry thing, have you had that flavor?
What?
It's one of the new dudes and he's wearing like a green fur jacket or something. It's like a...
I haven't had that.
Anytime I see a new do, I'm like, I gotta ask T-Hack if that's good.
It's the guy with the long hair. And the green. I know what you're talking about.
Hey, get off your, like, people are laying on a donkey. He's like, get off your, and it's like,
it's just the
commercials are not bad.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. Marketing works on T-Hack.
It does. Okay, so anyway, if you go to Starbucks, which I bought an $800 Breville.
No, and you still go to Starbucks almost every day. You walk in here with a coffee almost every day. And it is not homemade.
I am so ashamed to say that you're right. Because, like...
Why?
Yeah, why? It seems like
not
such...
Not why are you ashamed.
You should. I got a whole list. Hold on. Ashamed. Shame things that I do. Where's my shame
list?
No,
why don't you make your coffee at home?
I do sometimes, but it's just... Oh, my God. This is going to sound so
do
sad.
It.
No. Making coffee by yourself is, it's like, it's so, no, I'm not trying, I'm not looking for pity, I swear to God, but like, it doesn't even have to be for a lover, like, my buddy who lives in the neighborhood, his kid is the same age as Noah, on Thursdays usually, he just shows up at my side door and we have coffee together,
really cool.
I love that. We catch up. It's like something my dad used to do. Like, they just, friends would show up and they would just have a cup of coffee. Making coffee for someone, I enjoy that.
Okay.
But it's the ritual of making coffee. Like, because I don't have a coffee pot. That, like, just, and then coffee drips in and you just drink that. Ugh. Like, I do, I have the Breville, you grind the beans, then you put it in the thing, and you go...
Right.
And you do, like, a latte.
Yes, and then you have the milk foam, and you're like... And put the syrup and some cinnamon.
You made this too hard on yourself, and now you resort to Starbucks.
I didn't make it too hard, because that's the kind of coffee I like, but it just feels so sad to do it by myself.
I don't think it's that sad.
It's really not.
I live with my fiancé. We make our coffee.
You said that wrong.
I live with my fiancé.
There we go, sorry.
We make our coffee separately every day. And
you
it's
do?
Not sad. He's usually up a little bit before me.
And he doesn't bring a coffee to bed?
No.
That's such a power
move. He used to make me coffee every morning before I went to my old job, but those days are over.
Oh, man, that's a power move. If he knows what you like and just like you wake up smelling the coffee sitting on the nightstand. Oh,
well,
power move.
He does listen to this show.
It just seems like such a pain, just to be honest, to have this like 15-minute thing that you got to do every day.
Then why do you keep trying? Like, I don't want to out you, but you keep trying it. Like, I've been trying to tell you to not get into coffee, but then every once in a while you walk in with like, here's how weird
you walk in with it.
He goes in to McDonald's and gets like the big gulp one.
It's free in the app.
You don't start. It's like, I'm thinking about trying drugs. Why don't I jump right into fentanyl? Like you,
you tiptoe.
You like start with, I don't know, Tylenol, you know, and work your way.
So you should start with a frappuccino.
Yes. Something sugary sweet. But you come in with this concoction in a 5-gallon Homer bucket.
It was sweet.
And you don't sweet. Even finish it.
No. Ugh. No. It's too sweet. Make my tummy hurt.
Does everybody, like, the thing I wanted to talk about, does everybody have a ritual like that, though? Like, is there a thing? Like,
it's at night, not in the morning, but at night, I'll go out in my backyard. I go try to go barefoot if it's not too cold.
You ground.
Yeah.
What about dog poop?
Pick up the dog poop.
Yeah, they're out there. They're out, it's like when I take the dogs out at night, they're like last time, and I go out there
and
with them.
And you barefoot it, and you ground?
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Do you ground? Do you have grounding mats?
What? Like, I don't even know what this is.
I have a grounding bed sheet, which is real weird. When I was out there dating, oh, never mind.
You're not on the ground. Like, that. You can't ground on a bed.
You can.
I don't like the way you look
at me. You
can
do a lot of stuff
that.
In a bed.
You swing by my house and you just... Nope. Yeah, I don't have to get in bed with you. You can get in bed all by yourself.
I don't need to get into your bed at any point.
No, he has like the twin size bed thing now.
I do have that. That's separate. I have a
the patient
he has a twin
bed.
Size bed next to his king bed.
I have just a weird.
What is that for?
It's got a PEMF mat, and it's got a red light. So I get like it feels real weird. And the last time I brought a girl in, she was not pleased. It looks a little torture-y.
Okay.
The operation will be on this table, yes, and then like I'm leaving. Like,
what's happening over there? You should ground, though. I don't want to get all woo-woo.
What's the ground? Like, literally put your feet on the ground?
Yes. Yeah, touch grass.
Aaron, do you do this?
I do not.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
No, you don't.
No.
Also, I thought you joined our woo-woo club.
No.
Do you put crap out when...
She was leaving you alone.
What about the moon?
I did that once, and I didn't feel a difference.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. Okay, everyone, you, especially Erica, your homework assignment is read about grounding.
Like,
it changes your
homework?
Life. No, it does.
Yeah, it feels really good. I love it.
Yes, and maybe you'll drink less coffee.
Oh, no, thank you.
Grounding is not going to help caffeine addiction.
Yeah.
I swear to God it does.
No.
Can I tell you? I do not. We got to be done with this. Here's the thing. If you go watch the videos, like you look at, like you prick your finger, they put it under a microscope, wait, and what? All your blood cells, you don't have to do it. You just got to trust me that this is how it works. All your blood cells are like clumped together going blah, 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 blah. And then you go out and stand on the ground and it releases your negative ions and then your blood, yeah.
Can my homework be just like start grounding rather than read about it? I don't really feel like reading about
first
it.
First pick up the poop, then go ground.
Deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do I look tired at all?
No. You look absolutely amazing, Slacker. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You got a haircut? You look good.
I know what you're doing because you know I'm mad at you.
What? Me? Boss.
Wait, did T-Hack keep you up last night?
He did.
What?
There was a 3-hour period where I did not sleep last night, and it is almost all your fart. Fart? That's why I couldn't sleep, you guys. Woo!
The grumbly tumbly.
That does sound like me.
And it's also partially my daughter's fault. I don't think we talked about this on the air, but like somebody seemingly tried to break into my ex-wife's house.
Oh, right.
It was really just some people that were supposed to do work on a nearby condo, but they like rang the doorbell when my daughter was home alone, which she's almost never home alone, but she's always armed. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And the attack dogs and whatnot.
Of course.
But like then they didn't just ring the doorbell. Then they rattled the door handle. They went to the windows. They tried entering codes on the keypad. Like, they desperately tried to get into the house, and 911 had to be called.
Right.
Wow. That's really scary.
So yeah. I was a little bit triggered from that, but I was also triggered because you had an incident of your own recently, and you haven't stopped talking about it.
So nonchalantly.
The ladder incident.
Oh, yes, of course.
So as yes. I went to bed.
Wait, can he share with the class one more time yeah. what the ladders were?
My wife came home from picking up my son, and there was two ladders, one going up to our roof and then one on the roof up to like the second roof.
Sure.
I get paid to say roof.
Okay.
So there were just two. So I tried to move them, and it was had a bike lock around right. it. It was like locked to our house.
But instead of calling anyone, the authorities or anything, you're like, I guess there's just ladders on my house now.
Yeah. Like, you this came is in just here. How we live.
Ta-da! We now have, we're a ladder house.
Yeah. Got, yeah. It was, I knew some, the one on top of the roof was like, somebody's coming to do work. Or it's got to be that. Because what
else? You didn't, verify. It's
yeah,
your house.
You didn't ask for work to be done. So if I came home and there were ladders, it's like, you have the wrong house.
Like, if someone wants to do work on my house, who am I to stop them?
What kind of, what are they gonna do?
Who cares?
It's add like a helipad on top of your condo,
perhaps. Yeah, like, what, maybe then you'd come over.
No, I would not. So then fast forward,
I would not.
3 a.m last night, I hear
what?
That's all I hear.
It's just
one thud, and ooh. I and like, you're awake, and I'm like, where was that thud? It wasn't in my room. I knew it wasn't in my room. Because sometimes, do you ever leave a remote on your bed or anything?
Yeah.
And you kick it off, and then you're like...
And your kids were not with you last night.
No kids, no dogs.
Oh, no dogs,
no
too.
Nothing.
Mm.
So one thud. So I laid there, and I'm like,
Do I get up and face the intruder?
What do you do?
Oh, no, I don't know. I
do you have a weapon? And I don't mean you don't have to be a gun.
Of course, I have a weapon.
You
yes.
have, what, your fear?
These guns, baby.
No, I am defenseless.
No, I mean, everybody's got something.
Got it on me right now.
Well, okay, I guess everybody but me.
You have a right to bear these arms.
Do you have a dowel? Like,
dowel?
Like the dowel of my armoire, an old armoire, like the thing you hang the clothes on. You know what a dowel is?
Yeah,
that do?
It's like that. You hit somebody.
Yeah, I was thinking like a craft dowel.
Oh, that really thin. What?
Like you do a craft
like
with.
Like a thin one.
No.
We get the dowels and the pipe cleaners, and maybe we can convince them.
Look at me, a little spoon.
Yeah.
No.
Forky.
Okay. Like, yeah, you don't have, like, you have something, right?
I have a bat, for sure. Yeah.
And is it close?
Yeah, it is.
So when you hear, do you grab the bat?
I would. Yeah, I have before. There's been times where I have before. Like, there was one time where I came down and my door, front door was just kind of open.
What? Sorry.
And so
it's ladder boy. What is he doing? I wonder if someone's going to come in and do work.
Who am I to stop him?
Close it? Like, did you just go, well?
I closed it. I did a lap with the bat. And there was nothing. It just didn't like close all the way. And
you
then
are the
wind
most
blew it
nonchalant
open.
Person. This is another reason why I don't like it.
Why?
That's so nonchalant.
I got to
do a lap.
Well, I got to lock in at that point. It's like, what am I going to do? If someone's in here, I got to deal with it. Like, you lock in. It's just like, you got to do it. It's terrifying, but what else am I going to do? It's my family's in there.
Okay.
Could not be me.
Then I just laid there. No dowel. No, I do have a gun, which I'm going to tell you this. I think you're probably not much of a gun person.
Not much.
But I will tell you, when you have kids, you're going to get a gun. I think you might get a gun.
We have one
kids.
At the home.
Okay, good. Okay, it's just one of those things.
You have a kid?
We just left the front door open.
It's more like a squatter.
Anyway, so I decide I'm just going to go back to sleep. And about 15 minutes later, does anybody know what happens?
One thump.
No. Did your water heater break?
No. Oh. It's a brand new water heater.
That's the second ladder hitting the house.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's exactly why I'm mad at you. Because that's all I can picture. I'm like, that's the sound of some kind of metal or something hitting the side of my house or hitting a window.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? All I can picture is there's just people with ladders all the way around my house. And it was 100%
your fault.
Well,
it's going to take them forever because your house is so big.
Yeah. Facts. So now I'm army crawling through my house.
No, you're not. Okay.
Do you put clothes on first?
I did not.
Were you good? Fully nude?
No, I don't sleep nude.
Okay.
Well, once you, like, I used to, but, like, when you have kids, and even though they weren't there, I'm not, like...
You gotta get nude to fight an intruder.
I didn't need to ask. You're right.
No, but it's one of those things where, like, TX still does, I think. No, you stopped.
I stopped, because once my kid could get out of bed.
Because they come in, you're like, Dad, I'm sick, and you jump out of bed, and you're just like, hello, eye contact.
Yeah, no, What's up?
What are we doing? It's a weird, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so army crawling, not nude.
And I get downstairs... I'm on my living room floor, crawling around.
You have cameras in there.
Yep.
Do you have?
Nope.
Ah, come on.
No.
One more sound.
Again? A third ladder?
Upstairs.
Oh.
I have a little balcony off my little loft area. And I'm like, it's up. Somebody's on my loft. Somebody's put a ladder up on my loft.
They've climbed up.
And they're just occasionally tapping my window.
And what was it?
I have an umbrella up there, and it was the wind. Okay. The wind was blowing.
I shot it.
Shot it 47 times.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Minor inconveniences. What? There's a different word that I'm looking for here.
A minor inconvenience.
It's a minor inconvenience, but it's really inconvenient. I don't know. We don't have to find the word.
Are we
for
on the
it.
Googler now?
She's on the ChatGPT.
Yeah. Will you want to tell us what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I can tell you guys what's wrong. And it's been bothering me for hours now.
Small disruption, minor setback, trivial obstacle, a little hiccup.
May I tangent the show for a second? I have no choice, but it might be the thing you're talking about. Is there something going on in the universe? I can't talk today. And Aaron is kind of a complete idiot.
Okay.
And Tiak a couple minutes ago off air was like, hibbity, hibbity. Like, we're all struggling?
I think Tiak did that.
No, I thought you did. I thought you had a thing where you were like, we got to do the, and then you're like, everything fell apart. Didn't that?
I think that was your own brain doing, right? Tiak, you didn't do that.
You never listened to me.
No,
it was fine.
I swear you did. I just feel like.
The past week, I have felt very off.
Yeah. It's the allergies.
There was a full moon on Sunday.
Oh, it's kind of getting far away now.
Let's check on Hack. Were you outside with moon water and stuff?
I didn't do the moon water, but I was outside during the full moon. Yeah. And I felt great ever since.
Were you grounding yourself?
I was. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. But I do that regardless. But I feel like the full moon is, it was like a reset.
Yeah. Okay.
In a good way for me. I don't know about you guys.
Well, I guess all I'm getting at is, before we talk about her minor inconvenience, is there a chance there's a gas leak in this building? Because I feel really dumb. Like, I'm dead serious. I just had an IV and stuff, but I don't think it's that.
Oh, it's probably that. You just sucked blood out of your body.
I did that, but like, Aaron's really...
I'm just tired.
I just saw to the back of Aaron's soul.
Shion.
What are you doing?
I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. So anyway, now that I've inconvenienced you further, what's...
Well, now it doesn't seem so inconvenient. Okay, for the last few hours, my socks have been riding off.
That is the worst.
That is not literal, a minor.
They're the little like no-show socks, yeah. And they just go...
And they suck under your...
Yes. And I'm like... And then my... feet squick when I was
what?
See? Okay. See? They squeak when I walk.
If you're a fire department,
please. No, we are fine.
I don't know that we're
except
fine.
Except for my socks.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. No, because people will be mad at me. Like, there are tragic things that can happen to you where you need medical procedures and whatnot. I'd rather go through those than what you're going through right now. I've now found they're an Amazon company and they have like three little gel pieces on the back of the no-shows and they like grab onto the back of your ankle and I don't think you could get them to come off.
Those or, so I know you're wearing Chucks right now and I'm a Chucks girl myself.
Oh, you are.
But Vans socks are also amazing.
Oh, my fiance wears Vans socks.
Yeah.
Tiak would not be caught dead in a no-show. I don't
really
think. You're a crew at all times.
I am a crew at all times, except for maybe with a suit. I might do a no sock.
Wait, I feel like with a suit is when you go like cool sock.
The funky sock?
No, yeah, like it's that cool hipster sock. Doofus thing where they like overly hem the bottom of a suit and then show like
that's
actual
what
T-Hack ankle.
Does?
He doesn't strike you as cool hipster doofus.
I've never said that.
But when he suits up, listen, I know this is probably the gas leak talking.
That has not been confirmed here.
Yeah. Don't put that
when
out there.
When T-Hack puts a suit on.
Yeah. You get a little hippity-dippity.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I've never seen a photo of you in a suit, so.
There aren't many. I'm like very anti-tie guy. I don't like wearing a tie. In fact, the only time that I can, I've not figured out a way, like a wedding, I'll do a turtleneck. Or maybe just a crew, a t-shirt under the
Did
jacket.
Did you wear a tie to the funeral?
That's the one event that I can't figure out how to not wear a tie to. It's funerals. And yeah. I just had
Did
two.
I wear a tie to my dad's funeral?
You did.
I think so, yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
But I didn't wear a tie to your sister's funeral.
I don't remember.
Guess we know where the respect lies.
But I did to both. So if anyone knows, what can I wear to a funeral? That's the one thing that's just like, I gotta... Yeah. It's not what I want. It's I'm trying to pay respect. So you put a tie on.
All right. So I'm gonna wrap this whole thing up with this. Like, I just want anybody listening to know, one, this might be our last show because there's a gas leak.
There is not a gas leak.
There might be. And two, I thoughts and prayers, right? 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. Please send any of your well wishes to Erica.
Yeah.
For what, I mean.
We don't know if she's going to make it through today.
I mean, for what's going on with her. Her sockies are underneath her feeties.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You're judgy already.
I'm not judgy.
You are. Here's the thing. There's a story out about hand washing and whatnot. And when I saw the story, I knew it needed to be brought up today because T-Hack is real weird when it comes to germs, but not in the way you think.
Okay. I like that. I'll take that.
He's like, I have friends, I don't want to out them, who are just like scrubbing like a surgeon.
Okay.
Like the common bowl, we all went out as a group to Ocean Prime, and they bring that truffle popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all just getting after it.
Stuck our hands all up in that. And T-Hack
goes,
I haven't washed them in hours.
That's exact. He came to me afterward. I'm like, what did you say? Like,
well, because you were at you were at multiple places, and you went to the restaurant, and I'm sure that you washed your hands before you started eating the popcorn.
No, we were too many drinks in to have that thought.
Of course you didn't. Of course, no one ever does, but you don't think about it.
But would you have?
No, I wouldn't have.
Okay.
But he's mad that people judge. It's like, no one did.
Right.
No one does. Yeah.
Germs are only gross if you think about it and let them be gross. There's germs you're dealing with all the time and you just don't think about it. Like the popcorn bowl is a great example. You just didn't think about how gross that is. And so it didn't bother you.
Correct.
But yet,
that's not what I was being judgy about.
You're being judgy because.
And I wasn't being judgy.
T-Hack, yes, you are. T-Hack. Will allow his son to not wash his hands sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm teaching him
after
using the restroom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. It depends. If we're at a restaurant, are we going back to eat more? We'll wash. Are we getting in the car? We don't need to wash.
What's your logic on that? The don't need to wash if we're getting in the car. Is it because it's going to get gross anyway?
Yeah.
Like he's going to sit in his car seat and it's.
I guess. Yeah. My car's probably dirty. We're going to touch the door to the restaurant on the way out. That's probably dirty. Like, there's a bunch of dirty things we're going to touch.
You might as well just build up rather than start anew.
Yeah, that's I like a little rub some dirt on it. A little farm mentality.
I'm just going to say this. Oh, girls don't understand this. Erica clearly doesn't because she looks like a dog hearing a high-pitched noise right now. Got the head full tilt. Like,
I do have a full tilt going.
Guys don't really have to wash after we go number one.
Yes, you do, because do you know where you put your hands?
On my pants?
Or elsewhere.
Where?
Don't you shake?
Don't you have to
like a dog
grab it to take it out?
Yep. Oh, great point.
No, I don't have to grab it to take it out.
So what do you do? Okay, don't you have to grab it to aim it? Has anyone ever, this is a trend on TikTok. I'm so sorry. Has anyone ever asked you if they could hold it?
What?
While you go number one? Did you let him?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
You're weird.
No, is there dating somebody?
Which producer was that?
Lil D. Where do you think you got the name? Well, we had a swap. If you're dating somebody, because here's the thing, the reason the TikTok trend is happening is because you, Erica, and Aaron, as women, are a little curious what it's like.
Oh, I'm so curious.
Of course.
But so you eventually get comfortable enough with a boy and go, you think I could maybe...
No, let me make something clear. I have never once thought to myself, I wonder if I could hold his...
Why
ding
not?
Dong while
if you're
peeing.
Curious, why not ask? Who better to ask than someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with, or you think you are, right?
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm not saying in your particular, but I'm saying if you're dating somebody, because the person who, one of the people who has taken that challenge up with me was just like, is this weird? And I'm like, absolutely it's weird. But that's, you're
but
allowed to be.
But I understand your curiosity.
Yes,
and like, this
if
is
you
a
really
want to
know.
Yeah.
It's like, they want to know if you can feel... feel it happen. Like, they want to know.
What, from the outside.
Yes.
I don't like the way I just held my hands.
I don't either. That was very...
But this proves my point. Like, you gotta get busy down there in order to go to the bathroom.
I could absolutely... I just want you to know. Okay, I'm going to stand up, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But I could, like... Here we go. Look, my hands are on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yoink! My junk is out.
Wait, don't you have to aim it?
Huh?
Don't you have to aim it?
I'm look at me. My whole body's a turret.
You are taking boxers and everything off.
Yeah, just yoink, everything's down. Well, but not off, but just down under.
Yeah.
Help me.
Exactly, yeah. And then you're standing at a urinal.
So you're just like, you're in there.
Why did I think you were just unzipping and pulling
out? And just going
through
in and digging it out?
Yeah, through the hole in the boxers?
And with the teeth?
So you guys are going... bare butt at a urinal?
No, just the front comes down. I want to expose myself so bad right now and break every restraining order that I have.
I want it too, boss.
But no, and then pull it back up. What have I touched? Auto flush? It flushes. What if?
See,
why would my hands be any dirtier?
It's like a fire hose, and you gotta control it. You gotta hold it and aim it.
And she does not mean yours.
Garden hose at best.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Every day for the last however many weeks. To start a week, we went back
months.
And looked it up. We started on July
7th.
Wow.
This has been the spot for the diary. We're not ready to give it up entirely yet.
And if you're not either, it's all on YouTube. There were a couple dates missing in the playlist, so I put those in. So every single thing is there.
You can just like hit play and it'll just like go.
Even
go,
that
go.
Weird one day where there's not actually
when
a
Aaron
video
forgot
of
to
it?
Turn the video camera
yeah,
on.
Aaron,
idiot.
How could you?
God, idiot.
No, Aaron was on vacation and I forgot.
Yeah, totally forgot.
Oops.
So yesterday we were trying to cast.
Well, yeah, we started to.
The diary. We only got to Kim and a little bit of the diary writer.
What do you think Mike looks like?
We never got a single description of him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean she doesn't think they're handsome? Because I'm just going to say, if I'm writing in my diary about this girl I just met, I'm going to be like,
details.
She has the cutest, like whatever.
Like he might be like a Dylan O'Brien.
Ooh. Okay.
That means nothing to you?
Nothing.
I always thought Paul Rudd.
Okay.
You want him to be Paul Rudd so bad.
Yeah, he was so nice. He was a little older.
But Dylan O'Brien is kind of a young.
Yeah.
A young Paul Rudd. Okay.
I have us casted. And
if you put Tiak as Paul Rudd.
I don't know what else to put him as. I have one other dude, but I don't even think that. So right now I have Hack.
Okay,
as Paul
if we're
Rudd.
Taking age
and Paul
out
Rudd
of it,
Hack.
I have Tiak cast and it's a perfect cast. And it's going to be, when you hear who I have cast for him, everyone in this room will absolutely agree.
Okay.
Almost everyone in this room will absolutely agree.
Oh, gosh.
And by the way, keep writing in your casting for the diary and casting for us, and also create fan fiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like another entry from writer.
Yeah. One more, two more. Like,
yeah.
And we'll read some, probably not till next week. I want to give everybody a little time to get it together. Let's cast this room right now.
Okay. You seem to have a great idea, so why don't you go?
You want me to do TAC?
Oh, sure.
I can't do the whole room. I can do me. I think I know who I am.
Okay.
Jason Statham, clearly. That's,
yep, I was going to say. Or Bruce Willis.
I have to look him up.
Vin Diesel, perhaps.
I had Stanley Tucci.
Oh, boy.
I love Stanley Tucci.
I love him, too, but I
who
don't
was
think
Jason
you guys...
Statham?
Yeah. Jason Statham is probably the most accurate.
Closer, yeah. Yeah.
He might be a bit, like, buffer than you, but...
I'm right
he's...
here.
Mm.
I'm right here.
What no. Do you mean? He's too serious.
No, he's not. He's been in he's funny a bad things, guy. Hasn't he? Vin Diesel's like way everything. Too big for me. By the way, you can text in your stuff, 303-222-5423.
Let's just get as many accents in the room as possible. I like the idea of you just having the British, the Jason Statham.
But who else? Oh, here's the other thing, guys. The person doesn't have to shave their head.
Right.
The actor could shave their head for the role. Then they would really be stretching their chops. Because I had Christian Bale in there a little bit. From his rugged, like our rugged good looks are almost exactly the same.
I do feel like weirdly John Travolta.
No. Okay. We like.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
And you thought Stanley Tucci.
I'm trying
was bad.
To like. I'm now rethinking whoever I'm going to have play you.
Oh, someone commented on Facebook a long time ago who should play me, and I forgot that that's who I get told all
who
the
is
time.
It?
Brie Larson.
Oh, yes. I didn't think about that.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been told that for a long time, and I totally forgot about it. And then someone was commenting on multiple videos like, Erica is Brie Larson.
God, it is kind of true.
But I thought you were Ashley Tisdale.
Well.
You get that one too.
Young Ashley Tisdale.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe more current Brie Larson.
Yeah.
I have you as someone else.
I'll just get T-Hack out of the way.
Okay.
He will have to stretch because he's not an actor.
Oh.
But Dave Grohl.
Come
Dave
on.
Dave Grohl.
You do have like the same like happy cheeks.
Yeah. And T-Hack hates Dave Grohl.
Oh.
Hates him with the white hot intensity of 1,000 burning suns. So to have Dave Grohl cast as T-Hack,
you know,
like every day that we're on set in our Netflix movie, he'll be coming in going like, son of a and Dave Grohl will be walking up to him, okay, give me your motivation today, man. Tell me what were you thinking on?
Kind of
I would
it.
Not like that.
I weirdly think that Cole Sprouse could play T-Hack.
What?
Like he would just have to dye the hair a little darker.
Yeah.
But I actually could see it.
It could happen.
Okay.
Dave Grohl would be better.
Sure.
Like a Sprouse, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who do you have for you, Hack?
I don't know. Maybe like Rob Schneider or something. I don't know. Just someone silly, you know?
Okay. Silly.
All right.
Adam Sandler, maybe? Okay. Maybe a Big Daddy reunion? Sprouse twin, one of them.
Okay.
And Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Do you have Adam. Anybody else for Hack, or are we moving on? We've done me, we've done Hack.
The other one that I had for Hack was Paul Wesley.
Is that the guy from Vampire Diaries?
I don't know.
I don't know who Paul Wesley is.
Yeah, he is. Okay. Okay, yeah, he'd have to
just get
grow
longer
a beard
hair.
And grow out his
you
hair.
You were going to say bulk up?
No. Yeah. Why would I ever say that?
I know, but like you see, it's because of the way you stopped. He'd have to.
No, grow a beard and get longer hair.
Okay. What about like Grover or somebody? Like, what about like a
animal?
Muppet? Yeah.
Animal could play you. Oh, maybe we gosh. Do that. Let's cast this as a Muppet movie. Oh my God! Why are we not casting it as a Muppet movie?
You get to be the bird, the blue bird guy.
I'm the
eagle
guy.
Yeah, you're like the leader.
I am not the. What's his name? Sam the eagle.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm one of the grumpy judge dudes. Clearly,
this is what it sounds like to us when you say Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the people you're saying.
I'm just gonna go ahead and move on to Aaron and say I stand by my original casting of Sadie Sink.
That's I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Flip you
girl.
Do.
The redheaded girl from Stranger Things, but she's more grown up now.
Okay.
Yeah. I real quick, Erica, had you as Amanda Seyfried.
Oh. That's a compliment.
She'd have to wear contacts. She's got huge blue eyes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I got big old brown.
I had you as Big Bird.
He's not a Muppet.
They all are. On Sesame Street are Muppets.
He doesn't count as a Muppet. It's got to be a handheld thing. I have her.
So
is
Oscar
like,
the Grouch one?
Yes, okay, she's definitely that. Green in a trash can.
Should I go or?
No, I'm trying to think. Mm. Can anybody tell me? I have Aaron cast. I don't have you cast. I don't know how to. I think the girl you said is probably
Brie Larson was the
best. Brie Larson just hits it so hard that I can't really.
Yeah.
Who?
Someone did comment Bryce Dallas Howard for me. And I thought
that's
that
not
was
terrible. Or Jessica Chastain. They're the same person.
Or Lindsay Lohan.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Who is the hot
Karen
chick
Gillan
from?
That's the that's what I had me
Karen
as.
Dillon?
I'm going to say this. Gillan. Please don't take this wrong. I don't think you guys are similar.
We're not.
But for the, it's like, I, for the reason I want Dave Grohl on set to upset him, I just want to try to bang that girl.
Oh my God.
Which muffin am I? Go back to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, pop quiz, hot shot. Erica, what is a BRI?
It's a bedridden.
Oh,
incest.
No.
Ew, what the heck?
We're testing out the triggers, the things that make you want to leave, mm-hmm. and I think this might be one of them.
Yeah.
We want to talk about bug-related incidents.
Don't like it.
But if you don't like bugs, then I bet you're a plethora of BRIs. Like, if you're a person who doesn't like bugs, then any interaction that you have with them is an incident.
It's always an incident.
Yeah. Because there's a person that was on a Spirit Airlines flight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been me.
Why do you fly the most ratchet? Like, TX, the guy who's like,
I don't know why T-Hack does it, but like, sometimes that's all you can afford.
Yeah. It's the cheapest.
It's a folding chair on a scary tube.
They don't
in
let
the
me
sky.
On Delta. They take a look at me and they're like, you're in the wrong line.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Anyway, they were on a Spirit Airlines flight and there was cockroaches.
Like climbing up the walls.
I would.
At least they weren't flying the plane.
Oh. But also, cockroaches can fly. Which
can
like,
they really?
Can they?
Oh, let me tell you about a time.
do you want to just do CRIs, cockroach related? Like,
I had a lot of cockroach problems when I lived in San Diego. I lived in a nice enough apartment, but I was ground floor.
And they, how do they get in?
They come up the pipes.
Do they?
No, I wouldn't let them in if they did
maintenance.
That. They come up the pipes. So one time
no,
I
they
go,
don't.
Yes,
no,
I
they
go.
Don't.
I
they,
went.
They
to,
come in wet. They like scuba
they,
in.
Yeah,
they get, put
they
on their
like
gear.
Water. They like moist places.
Wow.
And so one time I was
you're
going to
of
get
bugs, but not the word moist.
Yeah,
you're not a very okay.
I don't make a lot of sense.
Okay, you don't.
But I was getting in the shower, ripped open the shower curtain, they're in the shower, just like a honking. Oh. Honking
like
cockroach.
A writhing pile of cockroaches.
Yeah, and that, well, it was just one, but I
oh
screamed.
God,
I screamed a bloody murder. My mom happened to be visiting. It was a whole ordeal. Another time, just a few weeks later, that same little guy, I think, was in my home flying around tormenting me until like 1 a.m.
When they fly, are they like,
like they're loud.
Mm.
I'm sorry, what are they like?
I was going to ask some specific questions about it, but I'd like to just hear that sound again, if that's all right.
I don't think I could do it.
I think you could. Okay,
we need that sound effect. That will be
it. So in Colorado, I don't know what they had in the places you've lived, but do you know what a Miller moth is?
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, boy.
Aren't they just...
You're going to have a rough...
Is that a drunk moth?
What time?
It's Miller time.
What time of year do we get those? Isn't it now?
I think so.
They're like these little moths that are attracted to light, and they're
They're loud when they fly.
No, mid-May, early June.
They don't know where they're going.
And then they go like,
you know, they're trying to fly, and then they like go, and they like bounce off of you. And when they hit you, there's something in them or something. They leave dust. They're like, they leave like a little.
It's so gross.
And like, there are times, like if you have a basement or something you haven't gone down in, like if you open the door, it's like a Hitchcock film. They just go, and like 10 billion of them fly out.
No, we have a basement.
Yeah, no, don't open that door till like December.
Mm-hmm. I got to go down there.
No, you don't. Don't go down in the basement. No.
We've got a mini fridge full of wine down there.
You had a mini fridge. The Miller moths now have.
They've taken it over.
Yeah. So here's what I want to do. Like, just to, let's break her. Let's break Erica with your bug-related incident stories. Whatever, if you've interacted with a June bug, a cockroach, I know TX from the Midwest has probably got some cicada tales.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you've had a run-in with a bug, we'd love to hear what happened. 303-222-5423. Call, text, either way.
Yeah, we had a lot of bugs growing up in the Midwest. The June bugs and the cicadas and stuff. Where you
June
pull...
bugs are the ones that are like a scarab.
They're real big.
Yeah, they're like round. Like the 24-hour.
They're just like round and hard guys, aren't
they? Like a scarab's hard, yeah. Like it's like the Egyptian bug, but it's like a miniaturized version. Mm-hmm. And when, if they land in your like outdoor fire pit or whatever, because they're attracted to the light and then they just land and they're like, what's going on? And they go, they like pop like a...
They explode. They like blow up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just die so quickly, and then they're just on the ground. It's like you literally have to shovel them at some point. Like a gas station.
The cicadas, you definitely, oh my God.
Because of the light. They're attracted to the lights at the gas station, so getting gas was terrible. I remember like moving here, and it was like the first summer, and it was like, why is it so quiet here? I love how quiet it is. And my wife's like, because there's no bugs. It's like, wow. I didn't even
know. Do you even know what a cicada is? They make that like.
I do. I lived in Nashville for a time. Yeah. I like actually don't like to think back to that. So thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
We have therapists on call for you.
Goodness. I actually have a picture. So sorry if I'm interrupting. Because I was bit on the butt by a fire ant when I was in Brazil. And I have a picture of the moment it happened.
Like
you were just as you were being hit, on your OnlyFans account. And you're like, somebody requested a butt shot by Jesus.
No, I was wearing shorts and I was sitting down. We were like doing a tour stuff on, I think it was on like the Sugarloaf Mountain thing.
Yeah.
And I sat down on a wall and there happened to be fire ants.
And so you have a picture of what? Your butt?
No, just the reaction. Oh. My reaction, not my butt.
Okay. I just want you to know.
She has a picture of her butt, too, but she wasn't going to.
Yeah, if you follow Aaron's Instagram, you can will see get my butt. A little bit.
I have a tattoo.
Oh.
It's not just my butt. Chill, everyone.
Whatever.
But if you happen to have fire ants, we can kill two birds with one stone. Okay, well, if you're ready, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you've had some sort of run-in with a bug, we call them BRIs, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, you in?
Something like that.
She's bugging out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good one.
We're doing bug-related incidents, BRI for short. Whoa! Alex.
Yay.
BRI. What's your story?
So when I lived in an apartment in a wonderful Parker... We had the bug guys come out and spray every very often.
Yeah.
I woke up one night to something rustling in my ear, and so I dug my finger in and dug it out.
You don't put your finger in on top of the thing.
No. Ear, not just by your ear?
In my ear, in the ear canal.
Oh, I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. So I pulled something out of the bathroom, flung it into the sink, and it was an earwig.
How do you know that you got all of it? That's like one of my biggest fears.
It was still running around.
Oh. Well, it can run around.
What's an earwig? Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Like a pincher bug?
Oh, you don't want to know. But six months later, I woke up to a spider in my ear.
Nope.
Girl, what is in your ears?
Burn the house
down. It's like a vacancy sign. It's like a motel right there.
Woo, Parker!
She told a whole bunch of her story after that. Okay. Yeah, there was more to her story. Yeah, I'm sort of with Aaron on that one. Let's burn that place to the ground. It feels like the next...
That was Erica who said that.
Oh, I'm sort of with Erica. Wow. I can't keep you guys straight.
Okay,
are you guys
don't
sisters?
Do that.
No!
Yeah!
That's like so nice.
Oh my gosh.
Josh.
Yay.
Yay. Bug related incident. What happened?
Was driving with my family through Madison, Texas in June and stopped at a Buc-ee's, and it was June bugs, I guess. And you couldn't step 1 foot without stepping on 50 bugs.
They were everywhere. Crunch.
Yeah, it would crunch. It smelled so bad.
It smelled bad.
Humid. Bugs.
It was horrible.
Oh my God. I feel sick to my stomach.
We have broken it. Right now in my backyard, there's probably 50.
My stomach hurts.
They're going to smell bad.
No, because 50 is not enough to smell bad, is it? How many June bugs
does it take?
Use your ChatGPT. How many
dead June bugs does it take?
Yeah. Because you know the other thing about them? Like Tiek was talking about them when we were first talking about them. They don't always die, but if they get flipped over, they can't get flipped back.
Oh,
so then they're just sitting there like they're like little legs, like slowly but surely.
Depends
doing,
on
like,
a few key factors. Okay. Generally, a small number won't make a difference.
Yeah.
It would likely take hundreds or even thousands.
Yeah. So if it smelled bad.
Hundreds or thousands.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like bugs are crawling all over.
I know. It's not going to be a great day.
There is on your
It's in your ear.
Emily.
Yay!
Yay!
Bug related incident. What happened?
Okay, so I'm in high school getting ready in the morning, took a nice shower, blow drying my hair, and I noticed something was like hitting my face as I'm blow drying my hair.
No.
And so I looked down the barrel of the blow dryer, and lo and behold, when those stupid Miller moths were getting chopped up.
So pieces of it are just flying at you.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
My mom thought I was getting murdered. It was a moth.
A moth deserved it.
The moth absolutely deserved it, but you don't want its entrails shot in your face.
Yeah, don't.
It didn't deserve it. It wants to be beautiful too. Guys,
I don't think the moth was trying to use the hair dryer. Do you? So now you're just au naturel. You don't dry your hair anymore, right? You just
I definitely check my blow dryer before I use it.
Oh my God, I never even thought of that because it's just like
Erica. Ooh.
Oh, I don't blow dry my hair.
Okay,
we know.
Yeah, I come here with wet hair all the time.
Jay.
Yai.
Yai.
BRI bug related incident. What happened?
Oh, my wife inadvertently, accidentally, almost drank earwigs on two separate occasions.
She almost drank?
Earwigs, yeah. So the first time she was had a water bottle back in the day with a little knot, you just fold the nozzle down.
Yeah.
And one had crawled in overnight.
Oh.
She went to take a big drink in the morning and spit it out and was like disgusted and yak. Then the next time she had a teapot when made some hot chocolate. And it was floating around in the hot chocolate, and so she didn't see it. Got it in her mouth, and yeah, clear teapot now. And
do you have a clear teapot? That's an overreaction.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay.
After almost swallowing one twice,
What would happen if you swallowed an
earwig? It's just gross.
It is just gross.
Yeah, it was gross.
Jesus, Sasha.
Yay!
Yay!
BRI.
Okay, so because we're horrible people, like a couple years ago, well, decades ago, when I was a little kid, my stepbrother was going out for the night. We knew he wouldn't be home until late. So we turned off all the lights in the house except for the lights in his room. So all of the moths congregated in his bedroom. unbeknownst to him, when he came home and opened the door.
Listen to her psychotic.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oftentimes, in fact, recently we talk about red flags.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a person where you go like, I cannot, they're gross.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the opposite.
Oh, positivity?
I know.
Yeah, are you okay?
No, I'm actually not going to participate. This is all you guys.
Okay, perfect. Well, green flags are when someone does something great and it makes you want to be around them more.
What would that be like?
Oh my gosh, you're literally so... I'm going to be mad.
I don't know that I have... Like, what do you think a green... Give me some green flags and I'll tell you if it's a green flag for me.
Well, you are always down to help without wanting anything in return.
Oh my gosh, she actually gave you one about you.
That's true. That's a green flag?
Yeah. Incredibly kind of
you. You don't, like, hold it over someone's head.
Oh God, no.
Yeah.
I hate the quid pro quo.
Yeah,
I do. But if you do something nice for me, I will definitely have to reciprocate.
That's different.
It doesn't go the other way. Like right. Even Steven only works if you do something for me. And then I'm like, oh, I can't owe Erica. That would drive me crazy. Especially Erica. Because you know she's got a little book. She's like,
No.
A big salad.
No, I would say I do not keep track of who owes me what. If I pay
who in
for
this
something
room
for
believes
you,
that?
No, if I...
I mean, she has a fantastic memory.
No, I don't do
but
that.
But I don't think she like holds it as
I
a
just,
grudge.
I just like buy a drink for someone and I'm like, whatever.
But if you bought like four drinks in a row and then the next time you're heading up to the bar, you're going like, I wonder if Aaron's going to like... Does Aaron even have a wallet? Can she reach it with those tiny little arms?
Yeah, I mean, I probably would stop offering to keep buying them, or I would send a Venmo after, but it's very different.
So then
different.
You do keep track.
That's after it's been
so
abused.
It's so different. It's so different.
Okay. Do you see what I just did there?
Mm-hmm.
I turned the green flag conversation
like you
into a red
had
flag
to
conversation.
Make this negative.
I did. That's what it's, hello. It's my defining characteristic is my negativity.
Okay, well.
Well, so the story that I saw was like green flags. If a guy does something,
right,
this is his green flag.
And this is a great example. When I first met my fiance,
oh my God,
he in passing at that airport bar where we met, he just kind of said like, "And I bought my condo." Like just in passing, it wasn't him being like, "And I bought my condo," you know. And
do you have the song "Gold Digger" ready to go? Just kidding.
I thought he was a green flag.
She's a traveling friend indeed.
It's a green flag for a single man.
It's a green flag for a particular type of person. What type of person is it again?
A condo, guys. No, it's a condo. We're not talking about a mansion.
It's a little high for me.
Yeah. He wasn't like, oh yeah, I have a 10-bedroom home. And I was like, ha-ha, sign me up. It was a condo.
Okay. It's still a little gold diggery.
Okay. I was just happy. No.
She take my money.
Oh. Forget it. No green flags. Well, so, you're a red flag.
Yeah, I am. Okay. But here's the thing. One of the things on there was like, I don't know if this is really a green flag, but it was like, if you walk into a guy's apartment, this mm-hmm. is coming from women, and mm-hmm. there are books there, it's a green flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if they're like, don't have the price tag on them anymore. Or like, they're not wrapped up as a present.
Do you have books?
I do. I have books.
Are they books you've read?
I have. Yeah.
You are such
a Most
liar.
Of them.
You are such a liar. They're your wife's books.
No, they're books, but they're like basketball books. They're not like impressive.
Like
books.
I don't know if a basketball book would really be a green flag for me.
No, yeah. But they're like cool table, like coffee table books. Like he's got the Nike, I think. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's what I have. Big pictures.
Less you know? Reading, big pictures. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So books
I have
are
the
a
Calvin
green flag.
And Hobbes books. Is that a green flag?
I gave those to you.
They're secondhand. I'm thrifty. Is
so
that
you
a...
are keeping track.
Yeah.
And you know what he's given me? Nothing. Okay. I've given him my mower. I've given him a bed.
She took my girl.
That's the gift that keeps on giving. I want that to be my ringtone for when you call me. No, when Erica calls me.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, so they don't have to just be in their apartment, but like because we always focus on the negative,
mm-hmm.
what is an automatic green flag? If you see a person, you can tell more in a second, what is your automatic green flag for a fellow human? 303-222-5423. You can call that number or... I'm just talking slow because I know Erica wants to talk.
I've gotten in a bad habit today of raising my
no,
hand.
No, it's fine. That's
when
fine.
I need to. But okay, when you do something embarrassing, say, Aaron, you're at the store. You mm-hmm. trip or something and you spill something, whatever. The green flag of a person is if they laugh with you and they like help you rather than being like, this is so awkward. I gotta get out of here.
Wait,
or
you
like
laugh
look
at him?
Like if I'm on the ground cracking up and Aaron walks up and is laughing and is like, oh my gosh, like saw that happen. Rather than turning and averting like running the other way.
You want me to avert. You don't want me to come up.
I just think it's a green flag to try and make that person who is uncomfortable more comfortable.
I'm just saying if I just yard sailed in the middle of Target.
I'm going to come up and ask
no,
if you're
leave
okay.
Me be.
Yeah,
leave
I'd probably
me be.
Ask if you're okay.
No, because I'm old and infirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not if it was you. If it was you, I would run the other way. But if it was someone like you, I would definitely check on them.
Yeah, if they had nice shoes.
She took my money. I don't even care about shoes.
Okay, what about in like a movie theater or just like, I don't know, where there's just the giant lines of seats, right?
Yeah.
If someone has to get up and walk by, the person stands up to give them full room. I think that's a green flag. Rather than just concert. Rather than just turning your legs to the side.
Like on an airplane.
Oh, green flag is a standard?
It's a full standard.
Can I ask you, when you're the person going by, are you crotch forward or butt forward?
Oh, that's always so uncomfortable.
Crotch forward.
Mm. Crotch towards the person?
Butt towards... crotch.
Crotch towards the stage or the theater.
Yeah.
So you're brushing butt across their face. Crotch.
Yeah. Oh. It's like a little reward. For you're a good person, I'll give you a little cake as I walk by.
Hey, Gina,
we're off the rails, man. We got to get it back together. I can't think of any great, I don't think of
because
people.
You don't look and see them. Open your eyes.
No, but I mean, I'm like, what would be a green flag for me? Like, as a person, I just know, I know you don't believe this, Erica, and maybe Tiak and Aaron don't either, but I'm genuinely accepting of everyone.
No, I do believe this.
But I'm constantly looking for a reason to not be.
A green flag.
I'm looking for the red flags because I just don't want to get burned. But right. I'm like, no, you're cool.
And so then it's
like,
oh, there it is. I got it.
Yeah. So everything's a green flag to me until it's not. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Yes. Yeah. You're very guarded.
I'm not guarded. I'm an open door, but I've got a baseball bat ready to you down.
So when you first met me, you're like, this is great. This is great. Maybe we should bring her on to the show. And then at any moment though, if I messed up, you're going to be like, well, bam, there it is.
Yes.
Ooh, there it is.
TX's new role is just to add music to whatever's going on. Okay, so we need you. Do you have any?
I was going to say, and you've experienced a little bit. I'm a shoe guy. I'm a sneaker guy. And when you walk by, someone will give you the little hey, kind of the head nod. I see.
That's a green flag.
I see your shoes. And I'm like,
somebody's like, such a T-Hack answer.
Yeah.
They give you the.
Yeah. And then I go and then you look down and they've got sneakers on too. And you're like, okay, I see you. You know, you have that little moment.
I feel like, Aaron, you're one of me, right? You're just a red flagger.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if you're not.
Dream bigger, guys.
If you're not me or Aaron and you actually look at green flags,
mm-hmm.
we'd love to hear what your green flag is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So the rest of the room would like to hear what your green flags are. I just want to know what a green flag is.
Oh, my God.
What happens? Little things that. Yeah.
That make you think. Good thoughts.
Dogs like them. Green flag.
Yeah, that is a
green flag.
Yeah.
They're good with babies. Green flag.
Mm-mm.
For someone like me, I guess.
Whose ovaries are just going, wong, 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 wong.
My ovaries are like, give me another one now!
Carrie?
Yay!
What's your green flag?
My green flag when I met my husband was he had really nice pots and pans.
Oh.
So that was a good sign for me to show that he was a good cook. And he was. He's a great cook.
And that he cared. He cared that good pots and pans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need both? Nice.
Yes.
He's
not the AHAC's green flag.
He's used to a different type of pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the pot.
Don't forget the pants.
Carrie, if you swung by and saw my hex clad, how would you feel about that?
She's married.
Maybe she's not a fanatic about it.
If you have good pots and pans, that means that you, really put forth the effort. Now, I'm the griller, and he does all the good cooking in the house.
Wait, I love this.
You're the griller?
Reversed.
Yeah, I love to grill. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, that's a green flag.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I'm liking about this. I might actually have some green flags because I do have cookware. Okay. So
your red flags can't blow them out.
All right. I know that I have more red than green.
No, you don't.
Trust me. Antonio?
Yay.
Green flags. What's yours?
All right, so mine is, when you pull up to a stoplight and the cars are all the way backed up. So when, technically you're not supposed to block an intersection or a parking lot entrance. So when I'm pulling up to a light and I see people stop to allow people to come in and out of
that is a huge green flag.
Allow the person to come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm wishing them wishing them good things.
And you're cutting.
A safe drive home, everything.
You're cutting.
You're not.
It's a line.
No.
Wait in line, buddy.
No. He's talking about like when Bellevue's backed up right here by the apartment complex, like you leave that gap. Yes, you could suck up to the car.
Right.
But like you don't.
It's
you
so
leave
nice.
The gap.
But then they'll just turn right in front of you.
Now, then great.
They're cutting.
They're not.
That's,
everybody's in line.
No, that is a huge red flag.
You're stopped at the light. You're stopped at the light anyway.
Yes. Yes. You have the green flag. T-Hack, for the first time in the history of the show, is
big
the
red flag.
They're not cutting. It's not. Can
this
I just say?
Recess.
It's not your road.
Oh,
I got honked at it by somebody the other day because I did a lane change and there was plenty of room. I'm like, man, and I'm like, what? It's not your lane because you were in the lane before me. It's not your lane. It's we all get to go in the lane.
Let's all just go together. Okay. No lanes.
Irina.
Yay.
What's your green flag?
Oh my gosh, I think there's nothing sexier than when a man grabs you when you're walking on the side of the road and like pushes you from upcoming traffic or people. I think that's like the
Are you talking about a stranger? just like
Yes. What? No, your like
Irina,
boyfriend.
What are you talking like
your guy.
No, like protecting you from a stranger, I think is what she's saying. Not a stranger grabbing
you. Or like have it kind of pulling you by the waist so you're no longer on the outside section, like you're not in the car section. You know,
man, are you talking about a stranger between you and the road?
Yeah, that's hot.
It is hot.
But are you talking about a stranger?
No, I'm talking about your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Okay.
Well,
I thought she said when a man grabs you, and I was just like, what the hell?
Grabs him.
Oh, boy.
It's not grabs. It's not grabs, everyone.
I know, but it's a bit.
Okay, so I get that. If it's somebody, you just want to just, when they just can't keep their hands off of you?
It's protection. Yeah. What don't you understand?
I just don't understand.
Side to side, as long as you're not cutting.
Slacker. Okay.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Slacker. Yeah. If you're walking with a woman, do you let her walk closest to the cars on the road?
No. But I also think that's really stupid because if a car jumps the curb,
is so
you're
dumb,
all going to die.
But it's kind.
Okay.
It is kind, and they don't
sexy.
Know that.
And it's sexy.
Until it happens, you can get one shot.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Audra.
Yay, guys.
Yay. What's your green flag?
Definitely if they have a dog. I want to be inclusive. So if it's not a dog, it's a pet or at least a houseplant.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so it's...
Yeah.
But then you got it. Like, what if they have houseplants, but they look like crap?
Well, red flag.
Is that red?
So like a yellow flag. You've got to be able to show you can care for something other than yourself.
Mm. What about a snake?
Okay.
She did say anything alive.
No, red.
No.
Snake, ferret, frog, all out.
So if you walk into a house and there's that blue glow of terrariums,
no.
Hard pass.
I will be exiting without removing clothing.
Even if it's like turtles?
Okay. Yeah, I don't want the man I'm dating to have turtles. Does your boyfriend have turtles?
No, but I...
Or the guy you're seeing, whatever we're calling him?
He's boyfriend.
Okay.
But I think it's fine.
I'm waiting for T-Hack to jump into the Ninja Turtle song. He's just turning everything into a song right now.
Teenage Mutant!
Tanya!
Yay.
What is your green flag?
Good parenting skills in public.
Ooh.
Well, good parenting skills out. Always, but in public, most of all.
Yeah, I was always good in public.
I don't know. You hear some of them moms, they get down on those kids in public.
or the moms who, not to shame moms, the parents who just let their kids go berserk.
Run amok.
And run into you and all that. Like, come on.
Look who just turned it back into red.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of an entire town that should be arrested for doing drugs simultaneously.
What?
This is like the sequel to Footloose. They're all dancing.
Okay. And I don't... What just happened? Are you all right? Are you from this town?
I've got a story of a person who should have never had children.
Mm. I'll see myself out.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so this one comes from Germany.
Yeah!
I don't even know what I did
Get
for
to the
Germany
chopper.
There. No, remember.
It is okay. People understand that it's ironic.
All right. Well, a mother of three.
You're not doing the accent.
Oh.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to.
She looked like she was in pain.
A mother of three in Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
Chose jail time.
She what?
She chose jail.
She chose jail.
She chose jail instead of paying for a parking fine.
Okay.
So she could get a rest from her demanding three children and her lazy husband.
Get it.
She said she looked forward to food, a hot shower, and not having to cook, wash, and clean for everyone.
So the judge gave her a choice. She's like, yeah, that one.
I want jail. I don't want to pay the fine. I choose jail.
Oh, my God. Ooh,
goodness.
Raise your children better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was great. I love that. It was just reminding me, this is so stupid, and I'm going to totally tangent this whole thing. Do you remember the video, like, when the quarantines came down for COVID a long time ago, and there was a video of a guy going, all right, well, with the COVID thing, you've got two options. One, you have to be quarantined in your house with your wife, or two, and he's like, two.
It's so messed up.
He immediately
don't get married,
like,
if you don't love someone.
Take it from me, you can make it work for a while. accents ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
My story is from Turkey.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That's cool.
That's what you were trying to do?
She grabbed her throat and everything.
And I don't have enough to really get a good gobble on it.
Okay, well, that went well.
Yep.
Police in Turkey seized 20 tons of cannabis.
Mm.
Is that a lot?
At TX House, no. But for the rest of us, yes.
Okay.
Police decided the best thing to do was to destroy it. So they lit a fire.
Oh, yeah?
Let me explain what happened then. To the 25,000 residents of the town.
That's what happens when you get high. Yeah.
Cops not experienced drug users, apparently.
What could happen if we light it all?
That would be if I found that and was trying to get rid of it.
Hungry.
I would light it on fire like an idiot.
Oh my God, what am I going to do with this coke? I know, I'll put it all in my nose. Yeah. What? No!
That's dark.
Dude! The 25,000 residents of the small town were all involuntarily stoned.
We should get some donuts, man.
Yes, the donut shop did a banner business that day. Wow. The cannabis was, it was worth $250 million.
No.
Wasted all at once.
Well, not wasted.
Yeah, enjoyed. Well. Thoroughly.
Tiak, I see booking flights to Turkey. Yeah. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.